Sean with Voices of White River Yacht Club. I'm here with Mike Boone. We're going to talk about the river, some crazy things that have happened that you've witnessed and you've known about over the years. And also, we're going to take a little excursion at another date, which would this would be great for other people that have lived on the river as well to be able to kind of cruise and document and tell those stories that they love about the river. So we're going to go back to the get. You were 23 when you first got in the club. So what's one of the first crazy, weird, or whatever stories that stands out about the river when you were young?
We used to have boat races every July 4th that were hydroplanes, and there was like 25 or 30 of them that would run up and down in front of the club, and it was real races. I mean, they ran over each other and flipped, and it was big fun. As a kid, I remember that when I was younger than before I joined the club, but they kept up until probably the late 60s, and then it fizzled out. But then the raft race, of course, was great, but we had a yearly boat parade. Everybody decorated their boats, and that was a lot of fun. Really exciting time on the river every July 4th is the fireworks, which the Smith family started, Charlotte and Meredith Smith, and they just did their 50th show, and it was fabulous. Our fireworks is better than downtown Indianapolis. It's that good. And that's done with all donations. And Charlotte runs it now that Meredith's passed. And Charlotte and her family have done a fabulous job with that. Every year it's a big, big event and so much fun and beautiful fireworks.
Right. So, unique question. How far up the river have you gone?
Well, you can really only navigate sometimes in high water to Noblesville. That's okay. About as far as I've been. And it's kind of a dangerous trip because you're dealing with current. And when you're coming back, the current, it's hard to get rudder. You can't get control with very easily. You have to really be on top of your game to keep it away from the trees. But it was a wonderful trip because we see so much wildlife, which we still have, the blue heron, the ducks and geese and the kingfishers, and now we have eagles. 96th Street, we have a rookery up there that they just rebuilt themselves, the eagles, and they come down at this end of the river and fish in the wintertime. So we've gotten to see bald eagles, and that's been wonderful in the last 10 years.
I heard there was a rumor that an old Chicago gangster had a place on the river. Have you ever heard about that?
Well, he visited several places, Al Capone, and there's one downriver he was a teamster also. His name was Gene Sansushi. He was killed in a plane crash, and I don't know if somebody fixed the plane for him or what, but there was some rough ruffians back in the day and some pretty cool things that happened.
Well, I heard that there might be a house that one of the gangsters lived in that had, like, secret passages and stuff like that. Have you also heard of that?
Yes, I think that house now belongs to Judge Stoner and his wife, Becky. It's a big old cool house, and it's got a lot of history.
That's great.
A lot of history.
That's great. So as far as, you know, some of the experiences that you've had that were during, like, the raft race or kind of big event moments, what's some of the ones that really stand out that were just a great time, that were just, you had a blast with your friends and with family or even family out there cruising? So just some of your favorite moments you look back on.
Well, some of my favorite memories are with my kids, who are both love the river and have added so much to my life, but they both like to be out in the boats, and we had a houseboat that we moored at my dad's house across from the yacht club, and we lived there in 3 months in the summertime while they were young, and those were just wonderful, great times with the kids, watching them grow up and learn how to ski. And my daughter got up the first time she tried. and she skied up and down this river and lakes and all around, and so did my son. My son got to be real good.
So did you ever get in the raft race yourself?
No.
Never did, huh?
Never did. It was too much fun watching it.
Right? What's one of the funniest floats or things you saw created?
I got to think about that.
Okay.
I'm talking about the raft race, which WNAP had here for several years, was big fun. But the funniest story I remember that was my son was 12 or 13, and we were sitting down on a pontoon boat as the parade of boats was going by. And this one girl on one of the floats flashed him, and I thought his eyes were going to bug right out of his head. But and I'll never forget that. That was just a great story.
I got to tell mine real quick. So I was probably like 8, and I just remember we're on the west side of the river, and it was one of my dad's clients, and Bill Kirker's Hair Design was in Nora. That was my pop's. But somebody had a Lazy Boy on 2 barrels. And was just paddling the Lazy Boy chair down the river on 2 barrels. And I just thought that was the coolest thing. But, all right, so anyway, overall, would you say majority of the people that live on the river get along with the people that live on the river, and it's kind of like its own group in a way? Kind of like its own club in a way?
For the most part, everybody gets along on the river. There's always problems when boaters are around, you know.
Sure.
Somebody doesn't like something that happened, but for the most part, it's been a great, fun ride. The relationships are very meaningful and great.
Right. I'm sure a lot of, hey, come over, we're having a cookout, and the boats pull up, and everybody goes to their buddies or their friends or family or whatever it is.
Yeah, we used to have a dinner cruise where you went to different people's houses, and they'd feed you hors d'oeuvres and drinks.
And you get progressive dinner.
Yes, and you got to look at their houses was the main thing, was to get everybody to be able to go through the cool houses on the river. And that was so much fun.
That's pretty neat. Well, one thing I'm looking forward to is when you and I get out on your boat and we're actually able to take pics and document, and you tell the backstories of some of these great houses and great things that have happened on it. But for now, I appreciate your river talk and river stories, Mr. Boone, and we're going to close this one out.
Thanks, Sean. Appreciate it.
Got it.